Victoria Azarenka, first of all, congratulations. Vavara is not an easy opponent, has very big ground strokes, especially off the forehand. What were you telling yourself, I have to say, after you lost the serve to win the match?
Well, I felt like I didn't really go for my shots at 5-3, and she's the type of player, you know, she doesn't give much rhythm, and it's kind of difficult to time her ball. So when I wasn't aggressive enough, she really pushed me back, and my ball didn't have enough on it. And on the return game, I just really told myself to be aggressive, go for it, and play my game.
Now, in between the sets, you walked over, you'd lost your first opening serve, you walked over, you took a drink, you looked very, very calm. You looked up at the big screen and looked at the actual stats. Do you look at those, and does that equate into your brain?
I actually didn't look. I was looking at the people up there, and I was wondering how fun it is to watch. On the Labor Day weekend, I didn't really look at the stats. I was just looking at you guys.
Okay, so you weren't looking at stats. Okay, so what's going on with the armbands here? Because we're all a little bit confused.
Well, a cool version if I threw football yesterday, so I felt like I should be like a football player, like a quarterback a little bit, and try to bring a little bit of style. But the real and a little bit embarrassing version is I got a little bit of a blister from rubbing against my shirt, so I had to protect it. And it's so weird, but I've never had that, so I mean, I had to do what I had to do.
Okay, well, there you go. There's the answer. Okay, you're true.
I like the cooler version better, you know, like a football, you know, NFL stars, so I was just supporting way, right?
Well, talk a little bit about the football, because you were throwing it out there. Are you trying to throw the football to help the service motion, and is that a little bit of influence from Sasha?
I've done it before. I just do it more often because I have somebody who likes to throw a ball back before I didn't. And I think it really helps. It's a similar motion, and especially when you get the spiral going, it's a really, like, amazing feeling. It helps the surf a little bit. Plus, I like to enjoy and have fun, and I love other sports.
So I have to ask. So Sasha's up there, and he's gone. He already left. He's somewhere. But you also are working with Wim Fassett. Can I ask you what the different – do they have different thought processes, or are they pretty much the same how they think?
Very different. One is Belgian and one is German and Serb, so there's a very different mentality. But the thing that they have in common is they're both really motivated as much as me, and they want to win as much as me, so that's the most important, and we have that connection to the team, plus variety, the spice of life, right?
I guess. I'm not going to go there. Okay, next match, you play the winner of the next match. Tell me your thoughts on, have you even looked at your draw?
No, so you're going to tell me who are the player who's going to play.
Well, next up is Halep, and I've actually forgotten the next, I'm panicking, but tell me your thoughts on Halep, because she's had a fabulous year. She's number two in the world where you were not too long ago.
Well, she's an amazing player, you know, just to see how much she improved her game. She's a young and talented player. She has all-around game, so I don't think we played since a long time. So if I play against her, it will be a really interesting matchup. And, you know, quarterfinals of the Grand Slam, I want to play against best players.
All right, Vika, congratulations.